How vividly do you remember that day, December 5th, 1944? Is it still pretty clear in your memory?
Like it happened this morning. My unit had just come out of a bad battle in Belgium and was being replaced with people and equipment and so forth. We were no longer combat ready. They sent us into Luxembourg, which had been liberated in September. The people had suffered greatly under the Germans. They had changed everybody's names. They had changed the names of the streets. They had eliminated the little country of Luxembourg by making it a part of Germany. And the people were very unhappy. So they were just full of joy of having liberation and their freedom restored in September. But we found that they were unhappy because the children had nothing for St. Nicholas Day, which was coming on December 6th. One of my good buddies became compassionate about this. His name was Harry Stutz, very, very good guy. Thought we ought to have a party for the kids and kind of celebrate what we would call Christmas. It was getting close to Christmas for us. We were thinking about home and all that kind of thing. So about four or five of us began to organize volunteers to help out. We went to the GIs, asked them for their spare gum and candy and so forth. We had no toys or anything to give them. And we asked the cooks and bakers to make cakes and donuts and what have you. And my friend Harry, who would organize all this stuff, came to me and said, I need one more thing, and that's a St. Nicholas. And I said, yeah. And he says, I'd like you to be St. Nicholas. So I demurred. I was not comfortable with that because I didn't know anything about St. Nicholas.
Why do you think he chose you?
Well, because I'm saintly looking, of course.
Was it because you were the tallest?
Well, I was a good friend of his, and I was tall and stood out a little bit, I guess. He says, look, he said, everybody else has been doing everything. We really need a St. Nicholas, so I'm really asking you as a buddy. I said, well, okay. So I went to the convent, and there were two nuns up there, and sure enough, they had a rope beard for me and a bishop's mitre and a scepter and the local priest's clothes. So I put all this stuff on over my uniform, and we got in the Jeep and drove to a public school. They brought the kids out in the courtyard, and they began to recite and sing and applaud St. Nicholas. They didn't know I was a soldier, most of them.
They thought you were the real thing.
Yeah, and all I had to do was go around, walk around and pat them on the head and chuck them on the chin and get together with them and handed out all the candy and stuff that they hadn't had for 4.5 years under the Germans. We had as much fun as the kids. The kids loved it. The townspeople thought it was wonderful. And I remember a nun telling me the children were very happy, as everybody was, and they would never forget. And she said, neither will we. Well, Beth, this is 71 years later, and they're still having a party like that one.
And you went back as recently as last year to take part in this?
I've been back 7 times, I guess.
What does it mean to you, Richard, that they still carry on this tradition that you and your comrades started all of those years ago?
We are, in a sense, anointed for having done that. But that expands to include all Americans, and particularly American soldiers. They were given their freedom and their liberty back again. And the fact that we had this party for them and returned, not only once, but a number of times, we would stand out as very special people.
Well, when we show this film to veterans, local veterans, and some of them might be from your era, from the World War II era, some of them might be younger, obviously, what are you hoping that they connect with when they see this?
Well, I guess the real message, and we didn't realize we were establishing a message or how much this would mean, but it's been a significant thing for them because they received their freedom, which was taken away from them for 5 years, through this depiction of Americans in the middle of the war would take time to help somebody. All the guys feel pretty proud of the fact that those that worked on that particular committee, who are long gone, unfortunately, I think I'm the last one alive, were very proud of themselves, as I am, that we were part of that.
That's World War II Army veteran Richard Brookins of Pittsburgh. He and a handful of fellow American soldiers brought Christmas back to a small, war-torn town in Luxembourg 71 years ago. And that story is the subject of a film, The American Saint Nick, premiering at the Little Theater tonight at 6:30. The screening is free and sponsored by WXXI's Veterans Connections Initiative and M&T Bank.